Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. And you can barely see the road. You have to like kind of even look at the yellow lines on the side to stay focused and knowing if you take a quick turn that you're either in one ditch or the other. And the conversation was talking about how we either get to exist in the light or we exist in pride and ego, or on the contrary, we're existing in shame. And so part of my like life's mission is to see shame obliterated so that we can stand and walk in the light with purpose. But oftentimes we get pigeonholed into this place of ego and pride. And I think that's those mountaintop experiences, that place where you think you've mastered it. Mm-hmm. And then you realize I have not yet hit the summit. It's a false summit. And so trying to stay in that path of light and teaching others to do that.
Hey, what's up, masters? Welcome to another episode of Path to Mastery. And today we are with Mrs. Tamara Andress. How's it going, Tamara?
It's great. I'm so happy to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you you doing this. And we know each other from Clubhouse, which I've actually done a lot of interviews lately from Clubhouse. I just finished one, as a matter of fact, from someone else from Clubhouse. Dimple, you know Dimple? Dimple Dang is her name.
I have not met her. No,
it's an interesting name.
It is.
great stuff on Instagram.
You know what's really interesting to me? Because same thing for my podcast, it is the interviewing and the connection, the access. And it feels like for us that we're in this really intimate yet huge ring, right? Like with the people who know each other, and you're running with the same groups in that space. But when I talk to someone who doesn't know about Clubhouse or they're not on the app, they look at me like I'm an alien. Mm. And I'm like, oh, you totally are missing the boat. Like you don't get it. And it's this own little like hub of the world right now. And so it's been interesting to be very present in that space and realize that a majority of the population has no access or hasn't said yes to it. Right. Yeah.
Or don't even know about it.
No.
But I am starting now. It's recently, if you ask people, you are starting to get maybe one out of every three has heard about it. At least they may not be on it, but they're starting to hear about it.
True, especially in the entrepreneurial realm. Otherwise, okay. I found no, not at all.
Amen. So, all right. So you have the Fit in Faith podcast. And now let me just go through your bio. I'll do a quick bio. Tamara is the nation's number one thought leader in spiritual entrepreneurship. She is an ordained minister and purpose activator on a mission to free and propel entrepreneurs globally to make their unique their uniquely purposed kingdom impact. See, I'm butchering the heck out of your bio. I'm going to ask everybody to just read the bio.
You should.
Tamara is awesome. And I am just like, today's just one of them days, but I'm going for my COVID test after this. I've been tired for 2 days and it's just all good.
So
thanks for joining us, Tamara.
It's really my pleasure. Thank you. And I think that one of the things I was thinking through, and even as you're talking through the first couple sentences, it's always weird to like hear your bio being read back to you. One, because we don't like talk when we introduce ourselves, like, hi, this is me. Let me give you my entire spiel. Usually there's one component. And I remember when I first had a chance to really have a conversation with you, I didn't go for the bio, right? Remember the question that I asked you?
Yeah, that was awesome. But it's funny to your point, though, some do on Clubhouse, like they come up to the mic and they're like, oh, I'm there. It's like, whoa.
And then you have an immediate response of, whoa. Yeah, right. Yeah, like, and okay. So how can we as a humanity get better about leaning into people rather than things and rather than that, that bio or business card. And so I've had a hard time with stepping from a life of straight CEO, straight business, straight entrepreneurship for a decade into a season of a stay-at-home mom and ordination and minister's licensing, where you're kind of in this small knit community of people who think that because you're getting your ordination and minister's licensing, you're just going to be a pastor. And knowing in that season that I was going to step back into the entrepreneurial realm, but in this new identity and this new recognition of self. And how then do you tread the water of having a conversation with someone, but not putting your business card in their hand before you put essentially your heart in their hand? And that's something I'm really passionate about, helping other people not only stand in the understanding of who they are, but being able to represent that from a branding and a business perspective as well.
Yeah. So I derailed you earlier on the question you asked me, the first question you asked me. So I remember a very variation of the question. It was really about my purpose. And like, you knew, I was just like, wow, you just start right deep, right?
I did. I said, just, yeah. What are you most passionate about?
Yeah, exactly. There it is. Yeah. And I said, I don't know. It's one of those questions. Like, everyone, if you're listening to this right now, what are you most passionate about? I want you to really stop and think about that question. Cause that's what Tamara did to me. The first time we met, I'm sitting at the table like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. What are you most passionate about? Like, that's awesome.
No, it was exactly that. Yeah. The fluid. Yeah, it was,
but yeah. No, it was good. Good. I'm messing with you, but it was awesome because it made me think and it created it just got me into some action about some things I haven't really focused on in a while. And now because of that and some other things, I just submitted my application to be able to go in and start bringing goal planning into prisons around the country through Zoom. So, I mean, that's just a starting place, but ultimately comes as a result of you asking me that question and continuing to ask me, which is great. And I appreciate it. Through like Instagram or DM, like, how are you making out? How are you making out? So it's that accountability. That's fantastic. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I want you to know, there's not one other person from the conference that I've done that with. And I don't know if you would even know that or need to know that, but I think it's important that people recognize that sometimes there is just that seed that is planted in a conversation. And because you took the time to actually answer the question with quality, and you actually took the moment in the midst of a cocktail party, y'all, it's not like we were in this own little like intimate conversation. We're in the midst of 100 people around us, having a good time, music blaring, and you were willing to go there with me in that moment. And I greatly appreciated your vulnerability and transparency, being like, I'm not sure that I'm fully there yet and that I'm still on that mission. And that's also a part of who I am, is to know that we are all in that state of becoming. There's no, even in your word, mastery, right? Do you ever get to the full state of mastery? I don't think so. And I think the fact that we yearn for that, especially as entrepreneurs or impactors or motivators or whatever you want to call yourself, it's the knowing that there's more that keeps us ingrained into what I believe the depth and the joys, both the valleys and the mountains of living this life that we're gifted every day.
I love that. Yeah. And with mastery, with path to mastery means that's the path. So the path doesn't end. I don't believe the path ends. I mean, you will get to some super high levels, right? But I believe there's still another level. There's always another level.
Totally. And it made me think of this vision in this conversation I was having yesterday of the path and what does that path actually look like, and understanding it's not straight, right? There's lots of twists and turns, but I do believe on the path, there is a component, a trail where it's either that yellow brick road or that Hansel and Gretel, like there are small crumbs along the way, right? There is a lit experience no matter which way it twists and turns. And then there are dark crevices on the either side of that path. And so you imagine driving down like a one lane, right? Where there's like deep ditches on the side and you can barely see the road. You have to like kind of even look at the yellow lines on the side to stay focused, and knowing if you take a quick turn that you're either in one ditch or the other. And the conversation was talking about how we either get to exist in the light or we exist in pride and ego, or on the contrary, we're existing in shame. And so part of my like life's mission is to see shame obliterated so that we can stand and walk in the light with purpose. But oftentimes we get pigeonholed into this place of ego and pride. And I think that's those mountaintop experiences, that place where you think you've mastered it. Mm-hmm. And then you realize I have not yet hit the summit. It's a false summit. And so trying to stay in that path of light and teaching others to do that, it's a fun and hard thing to do.
I want to switch gears in a minute and talk about your podcast as well as what you're up to with an event coming up.
Yeah.
When I'm listening here and you talked about pride and ego and then shame, do you think sometimes, and this is just this is a thought I just got, is if somebody's in shame, they'll revert to pride and ego, maybe unconsciously because of the shame, because they're not really sure how to deal with the shame. So it turns into the
pride. 1,000%. I think the pride and ego becomes a mask at that point. Right? It becomes a mask to hide the shame. And that's legitimately why I started my podcast, because I was in that experience of my own life for far too long. And I realized in the becoming side of it, where I realized I don't have to wear that mask anymore. My business card doesn't define me. My name doesn't define me. All of these titles and all of this suppression, which I think is a part of the shame piece, the coping mechanisms, they don't do anything long-term. There's definitely no mastery in that. And so I started the Fit and Faith podcast all around that exact thing. So the fact that you said that, I love it so much. And it's such a revelation that we have to recognize in people. And I think the experience when we were together in person allowed us to see that in other people, not necessarily to say, oh, they're prideful versus they're sitting in shame. That's not how I go about meeting people. But I do like to look to people's like souls when I look in their eyes to see where they're at and to be able to support and support either in the coming down of man or the coming up in man, and realize that there's just an alignment that we all have access to. And so the podcast is to explore that with people and hear about their messy comeback stories and the stories that they're still currently on, and allowing people just like this to open up and be transparent and hopefully inject something that is enough to create, I want to say the word saline keeps coming to my mind. And I think it's only because saline? I want saline. Yeah. Right. Saline? So saline in the sense of like, I'm thinking of a saline solution that cleanses, mm-hmm. it provides neutrality. I don't know why that just came to me, but I just see that injection, maybe because I know you're getting a COVID test later and I'm thinking of vaccines and all the other stuff that's going on in the world. But I love that concept of neutrality, or that sense of, let's clean the system. Let's start again, both in relationship or even on the path to mastery when it comes to entrepreneurship or a topic or whatever that be.
Mm. So I don't know if you remember this I've been hanging out in Breakfast with Champions for a while. And when I first started coming to the room, you had reached out to me through DM and you asked me something about how maybe faith or God or something to that. I don't have the exact post, but it was in, how was that included in my business? And do you remember that?
I do.
You probably could.
I like that. I've probed you since I met you. Yeah,
You've been grinding me down. I'm not.
I don't know why. Well, that's so interesting. I love it.
It's all good. But and I was like, I honestly was just like, no, that's kind of a weird question. I'll be honest. I thought it was kind of a weird question. But then the more I got to know you, I understand the question, and I've begun to like the question, because I think and the reason I'm saying this is because that was a point in my life where I probably wasn't God-centered or God-focused. Although I was still getting on my knees every day and still going to church and going through the routine, it wasn't really, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Just wasn't there. It wasn't.
Yeah.
And I found myself, you know, I don't talk about this a lot, but I found myself in the afternoon, like laying in bed, just because I didn't know what else to do. And I didn't, even though I got a nice house, I got great kids, they're in you know, all the stuff, but yet I'm finding myself laying in bed. It was weird. And then I ended up having a call with, believe it or not, Glenn Lundy was the first call, and then Tim Story. And it just kind of snapped me out of it, which is strange.
That's incredible. And thank you for sharing. And I think, when I ask questions, and I can't remember or pinpoint the exact question, I'm going to have to go back through our feed just to find it, is not a point of necessarily needing the answer, but more so probing the question so that you find the answer. And that is the path to mastery, because there's no succinct outcome. And even when I asked you, what are you most passionate about? I know that that's not a finite answer. I know that that's something you're going to continue to unpack, just like an onion, like layer by layer. And eventually, when I ask you that question again, next time I see you, I am going to anticipate that it's something different, because that is the journey, right? And so I love that you have aligned yourself to the understanding that God can be within and surrounding anything that we're doing, especially business.
Hey, Masters, I'm going to get you right back to the show. I want to connect with you, and I'm going to share two links. The first one is davidhill.link. Just go to there on any browser, and you'll get access to my link tree, and it'll show you all the different ways that we can connect, from Clubhouse to Instagram to you have my phone number to you can watch some of my YouTube videos. So everything's right there, davidhill.link. Or if you're a real estate agent and you want to get involved in our community, our membership site, we've got over 35 lessons right now and growing every week. Just go to davidhill.club. You can get some details on joining our community. Man, the community is growing fast. So, hey, I look forward to connecting with you really soon, and I hope you appreciate and enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah. Why do you say especially business?
Well, because I am looking in the corner of my eye out my window and I see businesses, right? Like just business after business after business. And even when I travel to Mexico in a place that you think is like, you know, vacation oriented, you walk down the streets and it's business after business after business. And those businesses look really different than the business that we might see out of our window, out of a cityscape, but everyone is in the business of business. And if they aren't positioning God within that business, and they're trying to do the routine, like you were mentioning, go to church on Sunday and get on their knees occasionally, or pray when they're in traffic, or do the things that is like outside of the thing that they're doing 9 to 5, they're spending a third of their life rejecting something or someone or some, whatever you want to call it, universe, God, spirit, energy. They're rejecting the very nature of who they are. And therefore, how can joy be in the midst of what they're doing? And so I feel like at the end of the day, no matter what your business is, no matter if you are a janitor or a jingler or like the CEO, like I don't really care about that. What I think is most important is that God is in the midst of those things. And so if you pursue joy, which is one of my like key phrases in the way that I like to evoke my brand and everything that I do, you're pursuing love, joy, peace, serenity, right? All of these things that we so desperately want at our core, but we don't say on our business card. We don't talk about the why at that point. Then you're pursuing goodness and you're pursuing God. And so I think that without that, I think our world will crumble. I think we'll be in a state of chaos. And if you look around, it might be happening. And I feel like that's the reason why.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I can tell you yesterday I had a challenging conversation that we had to have with somebody that handles of our transaction processing. We have a lot of transactions going with him, and he's been to understate it. He's been very difficult. He's said things to a few of our agents, and I made up my, I was almost going to have to let him go, and we didn't have to be honest with you. We worked it out. I helped him. I asked him a favor. I told him that, you know, these people are good friends of mine, and I would expect him to treat them that way. But I'll tell what I did before the call was I prayed on it in the morning. I wrote down, I journaled about it because I wanted to go in. And that, I tell you, Tamara, I didn't do that, but I wouldn't have done that before. And I think it's because I am bringing that into my business now too, not just like, right. Like and I think a lot of us separate it.
Yeah, 100%. And I say this a lot to people, especially women, because they feel like they have to wear all these separate hats in their identity. I don't know that if it's the same for guys, if you guys feel like when you're at work that you're not necessarily playing the husband role or the dad role, but women often feel like they're doing all the things all the time, right? And they feel like when they step specifically into business that they have to be this like suited up powerhouse, right? And there's that equality, equity issue at stake, or their opinion or reputation is at stake if they don't show up in that fullness, right? Emotions aside, facts, not feelings. Mm-hmm. And I always remind them that if they're not a mom, if they're not a wife, if they're not all of the other hats simultaneous to the hat that they're currently wearing, they are living out of alignment and they are living separate identities. The mask then becomes easier. So you get out of the car and you show up at work and you got to put on the mask to show up in that egotistical, and I don't mean egotistical in a bad way necessarily, but all of us have ego in that realm. And then when it's time for you to like cry or you have a COVID test and you have actual raw human emotions, you feel like you have to put them to side or you feel shame over them. And so I always encourage people to come in the entirety of who they are. And if the who you are is preceded by whose you are, which is exactly what you're doing, then when you go into hard situations like that, you don't have to be the one fighting the fight. Mm. You already have the right words. You already have the clarity. You already have the empathy to be able to treat that person like a human rather than to teach that or treat that person as a transaction.
Yeah. And I want to be a better person because I was brought up to fight. That's what my father taught me as a young kid. I mean, I'm not going to get into my whole childhood, but you know, it was a mess. And so I've always been a fighter. I've not been a communicator or you do me wrong, I punch you in the mouth. I mean, I was a boxer as a kid. I learned to kickbox. That's what I did. But I don't want to be that anymore. I want to be the person. Okay, let's talk this through. I don't want to have to raise my voice additional decibels and swear at you and tell you, you know, I just want to work it out or not work it out. Either way, I'm fine. Like, you know, it would have been a huge pain in the butt if I had to let him go because we got to deal with this. But at the same time, nobody's going to hold me hostage. And that, and I'll tell you the book, Tim's story, got me reading the daily, Jesus Daily. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah,
every
sure
morning I read the passage and I'll write a little bit on it. And that's super helpful. You know, it really is.
Yeah. It brings perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think as a part of the Morning Five, a part of the 67 day challenge coming up, it's the knowing that gratitude and goals and what that looks like to a common, I say common person. That's hilarious. I don't mean it belittling. I just mean the vast majority. They think goals, they think of SMART goals, they think gratitude, they think thanking, right? And I think gratitude and goals can also be in that postured heart of receiving and receiving from things like that. So Tim's reference in Jesus Daily is a great one. And there's so many more. So I'll be sure to pass those along when you, is that one a 365 or did you get a 30 day?
I know it's a 365, yeah, 365. Leather bound. Yeah. It's right there on my desk. I have a Bible right next to it. So appreciate your question because although, and this is the thing for people, for you listening, there's that old saying is, once you ask a question, it can never be unasked. Mm. Right. So although you asked the question, I may not have received the question at the moment, the question was still there and it was still in my thinking. Right. And eventually I understood the question. Does that make
sense? That's so good. Yeah. I'm simmering. I'm lingering. One in gratitude and two in how can I ask better questions more often?
Well, you're asking great questions.
I want to ask more. I want to ask more.
Those are tough questions.
I know. I need to probably just stay succinct and keep going to more people. Maybe it's the more people, not the one person more questions, but ask the question more.
Sure. Because you've asked me, you and I haven't had a ton of interaction, right? But yeah. When we have, you've asked me questions that have challenged me and made me think at a deeper level, and now have helped me have breakthroughs in some areas. So I just want to say, I appreciate you.
That's amazing. Thank you, David. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. That means a lot.
Absolutely.
And the interesting thing as you're talking through kickboxing, and I'm imagining you raising your voice, like I cannot imagine you like that at all, because I feel this like gentle spirit within you. And it's your voice in the wee hours of the morning when I'm just now drinking coffee. It's your voice right now. I think, sometimes we are taught based on trauma or childhood experiences, or even in a mentorship experience that we didn't choose, such as parents or adults, a way that is so contradictory to our very nature. And that's all we lean into because that's all we know. But as you're shifting in your season and you're shifting in your being, I think you're coming back into alignment with your true nature. And it's cool to witness. And so I'm grateful to be here for this.
No, I appreciate that. You know, it's funny, 36 years on the phones. And I hadn't shared this on my podcast before, but it occurred to me recently, the first time I used the phone was when I had to climb out my window and run down to the payphone on West Street to call the cops on my dad, and then run back, climb in the window, and before the cops got there. And then ironically, I built a 36-year career in multiple industries using the telephone. It's kind of wild, right? When you think about
it. Wow, yeah.
But the reason I share that is because I am like, I'm good on the phone. Not saying that to be egotistical. I'm saying it to be, I've got a lot of hours in. I've got a lot of time on task. Right. And so that helps with what you said with my tonality, the voice. I don't take things personal. People call me like, a lot of people say I sound like Chris Voss, which I take as a compliment.
Yeah. You're like, I got it.
He's been on my podcast a few times. Cool. So, and yeah, I like that. So, but anyway, enough about me. A couple more things and we're going to wrap it up today. What's the 67-day challenge? Cause I heard a little bit about it this morning, thinking maybe I want to do that. And when does it start? And if it starts after this release, then I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. People can jump on at any point. And I think that's a part of like asking the question, just like you said before, like I can talk to you about 67-day challenge. It could be in the middle of the 67-day challenge. It could be years from now because podcasts are evergreen, which we love. Mm-hmm. But I feel like every day is an opportunity for it to be day one. It starts officially August 30th, 2021, but it can happen any day for you and whenever you're listening, to know that if you start your day off right, which is what the Morning Five is all about, which is from Glenn Lundy. It's about saying yes to waking up without hitting the snooze button, not touching your phone, setting your gratitude and goals for the day. I know I'm going to miss some movement, get your physical on, and send a message of encouragement to somebody else. And so it's unlike any of the other traditional morning routines that you might see even for high achievers or in 75 hard, right? That challenge, but it is something of seamless integration that allows you to become the best version of yourself before you ever activate in the flesh. It really has you in this experience of the spirit. And that's something I've never even spoken to Glenn about, but I've experienced firsthand while doing it. So the intent is for 67 days, because that's how long, actually, I found this out today when researching, 66 days is actually the proven research for creating a habit. But I think Glenn liked the number 7 based on the number of completion. And
it's
so
the average, actually.
Yeah, he shifted it to 67 days. So the average to start a habit. And so the intent is that you will start your day with us for the 67 days that lead up to the Grow Your Business for God's Sake conference, which is taking place November 5th through the 7th in Lexington, Kentucky. And so we're going to celebrate there and see how people have been changed because of it.
Awesome. So if people want more information on the challenge, they can get info on that. How?
Yeah. So they can either literally DM me the word pledge. That might be the easiest, or they can go to the link glennlundy.com/67-day challenge.
Got it. And since not everybody knows your Instagram, so how do we?
Yeah. So Tamara Andress, and you got to spell my name the plain Jane kind of way. I don't have the extra A between the M and the R. So Tamara Andress, I'm on all platforms, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, but I hang out most on Instagram and Clubhouse.
Cool. Cool. What would you name this episode here? I'm not clear on a name yet. I usually have one, but
what a fun question to ask at the end. I would name this. Holy cow. I'm such a word person. So words matter to me. Oh my goodness. Something about passion, I feel, and something about titles. Like titles.
I wrote "Take off your mask" is something I wrote down.
That's good. That's good because it's a secular experience that we do every day without thinking about it. It plays into every part of the conversation and a huge part of my story. And my book is actually coming out. I have a couple of co-authored experiences and anthologies that I've been a part of, but my own first book is coming out in a couple of months. And so it talks a lot about that very thing. So that's perfectly timed.
Tell us about your book and how does somebody get a copy of your book?
Yeah, it's called Always Becoming. So stay tuned on all my social platforms, but it's about sex, shame, and love. And so it's going to be an enthralling one. It's a bit about my story, but more so activation for specifically women, but I know there will be guys read it in intrigue, in regards to how do you release what you've experienced in the past and how do you step into intimacy, not only with yourself, but with God, with your partner and with the people that you're meant to be called to.
Excellent. And I don't want to forget about the event. So you have an event coming up, right?
Yeah, hopefully the book's in hand at that point. Yeah, so I had a conference going on that had been planted in my heart several months ago, and Glenn had been passing me seeds. He'd been throwing them to me and I just kept them in my pocket. And eventually when I got to spend some time with him in person, we realized the power of what the mission is. And the mission ultimately is to help people create impact and also income. And that's where I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi by some friends here locally. And it integrates so beautifully with the mission of grow your business for God's sake. And you can use different tonalities to that phrase. And I love it so much. I'm definitely the softer and Glenn's like, get with the program. Right. And so it's a perfect co-hosting experience that we can't wait to bring people together of all walks of life, of all businesses, of all backgrounds, and help them create the legacy that we know is meant for their life uniquely and also collectively.
And this event, is this the event that's happening in Kentucky?
Yes.
November.
Yes.
And
November 5th through the 7th. And that's growforgod.com. Growforgod.com.
Growforgod.com. And this is my final question. And I just have to ask it because I've been thinking. I learned this years ago doing podcasts. Like whenever I think about a question and I don't ask it, then I regret not. So why?
I'm here for it.
Why is it so important to incorporate God into everything? We kind of touched on a little bit, but I don't think I asked you specifically. Why is it important to incorporate God into your business, into everything?
I think the ultimate why is because it's the Great Commission, right? The Great Commission is to create disciples. And if you're spending a third of your life on a business that doesn't incorporate God, you're actually out of alignment and in disobedience to the one thing we're all meant to do. And that's to share how we're here and who we're here for. And I feel like that's ultimately love. And so if I'm going to love someone well, I have to incorporate it in my business, because without it, I'm not doing the due diligence of my being, and my very being is to love just like yours.
All right. Amen. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Pleasure. Thanks so much, David.
Hey, Masters. I want to thank you for checking out the show. My friends, if you made it this far, it means you listened to the whole show. And I just want to say, listen, I so appreciate you. And hey, again, just thanks. That's all I can say. Thanks. Listen, if you love the show too, please give us a review. give me a review. Go to Apple iTunes podcast. Give me a review. It helps tremendously. It helps us get more listeners, more downloads, also better guests, which also benefits you. And here's the other thing. If you email me your review, so post it, email it to me at david@davidihill.com, and I will read it on air for you. I just want to say, listen, again, appreciate you. Don't forget about our sponsors. As always, real estate agents, Vulcan7.com/path to mastery. It's the best tool for prospecting out there for real estate agents, Vulcan7.com/path to mastery. And finally, my friends, trycoaching.net. If you want to try a coaching call, maybe you've been thinking about coaching, maybe it's something that's been on your mind and you're just not really sure, let's jump on a call. I'm happy to work with you, give you a 30-minute coaching call on me, complimentary. Listen, you're a listener to Path to Mastery. It's the least I can do. And at the end of that, if you want to move on with some coaching, that's fantastic. If you choose not to, that's fine as well. You may know someone else that wants to take advantage of it. It's not even about that. It's about bringing you value, my friend. So go to trycoaching.net. Get registered for that 30-minute call. I want to help you with anything you're dealing with. Whether it's a challenge, it's a big idea, it's a goal, whatever it is, we want to help you work through that. So again, trycoaching.net. My friends, again, thank you for listening to the show and enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.